land.
Gladiolas,
better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Who's the hungriest guy on Saturday morning? It's Dennis Dunn from the original Certified Farmers Market. We will chat with him in just a moment. Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher in the KSRO greenhouse. It's another edition of Garden Talk, live at KSRO. 30-plus years and counting. And delighted to have you along if you are a garden lover, which I'm assuming you are somewhat, or you know someone who is. At 10 o'clock, we have the pleasure of welcoming back Kate Fry into the KSRO greenhouse. Kate, very popular columnist for the Press Democrat, also teaches extensively throughout Northern California sustainable agriculture, has actually met Queen Elizabeth twice as gold medal winner at the Chelsea Flower Show in both 2005 and 2007. She's a storehouse of great information, and she's going to talk about some upcoming classes she'll be teaching. All that coming up on Garden Talk. And then at 11, John Ash and I welcome Jonathan Kaufman, the popular columnist and restaurant reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle. He has written a blockbuster book that's getting a lot of nationwide attention and press. It's called Hippie Food. I think that's pretty much self-explanatory, and how those revolutionaries and how those landowners and long hairs and all the others change the way we eat. Jonathan will be with us live in the KSRO kitchen today. If you have some memories, those that you can remember, of the hippie era, or would like to share your food-altering experiences with Jonathan, I know he would love to hear from you this morning. That from 11 to 12, we'll have an autographed copy of his book to give away. And if that weren't enough, we also have tickets to give away for March 25th's Artisan Cheese Festival, the big Artisan Cheese Festival here in Santa Rosa. All that coming up on the Good Food Hour. But speaking of good food, Dennis Good Food Dunn is on the line from the original Certified Farmers Market. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Steve and Gwen.
Yes.
Good
it's
morning.
Not Dave today. It is Gwen back in the saddle.
Oh, good.
So where should we start our deliciousness tour today?
Well, before we get started, I have two really big announcements for us.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. The first one is, starting in mid-May when the market starts, we will be taking over management of the Thursday afternoon Guerneville market.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so it's a great little market. We've been doing it for about 3 years. Some of the vendors here also are there, and we're going to try to expand and get some more vendors down there. It's a fun little market on Thursday afternoons. So we'll be taking over the running of the market.
Where is that market exactly?
It's if you go up Alexander Valley Road, not Alexander Valley Road, Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the library and the fire station.
Yes, I
and
know.
Then behind there's a field kind of behind the fire station that's in that field. It's really nice.
Oh, beautiful. So that's before you get to Armstrong Woods.
Right.
Okay.
Way before. Wait. It's only about a block up.
Block off block from River Road.
Right.
Downtown. Okay. So, and the other announcement.
The second, we have a date for our first dinner on the farm to benefit our EBT program, the Market Match program. And so save the date. It's going to be June 16th, the night before Father's Day. So it'll be a great way to treat your dads. It's going to be at Heather's Meats, which is in off of, I can't think of the name, but it's West Santa Rosa. And there'll be hopefully two chefs. The first is Liza Hinman from Spinster Sisters. She has agreed to do it, and she should have a special guest chef. At this point in time, I refuse to name because he's a little bit of a flake. I know him pretty well.
The flaky chef.
Yeah, we won't go into names, but I know the guy pretty well. I kind of talk to him every day.
Well, the important thing is, can he cook?
He's really, really, really good. Okay. He just doesn't like to show it sometimes.
Okay.
So anyway, those are our two big announcements.
Okay, June 16th, the first dinner on the farm. You'll fill us in as the date approaches, and then you're taking over management of the Guerneville Market on Thursday, that farmer's market.
Right, well, and that starts at the end of May.
End of May. And where are you starting our tour today?
Well, you know, I was thinking, especially at this time of the year, I've been thinking about pesto, and only because there's no basil. I think people should really experiment. So there's some really good stuff that you can actually make basil with. You know, you can use Erie olive oil, who's here, and that's my now go-to olive oil, not only because they're here, because it's really good. But you can take, you know, you could use kale. You could use chard. You could use pea sprouts. Experiment, you know, garlic, just the regular garlic, and then experiment with the nuts that you put in it. You could use pine nuts, but you could also use walnuts or almonds from Angie at Nut and Other or Heron at Heron Fox Farms. And there's lots of other greens here. So, you know, pesto's great. It freezes well. You can make a big batch, and it's a great, easy meal.
Well, there we are. Ways to, besides basil, pestocize anything that you would like.
Pretty much.
Cilantro,
yeah.
Pesto, like parsley pesto. There's all kinds of alternatives.
Arugula
pesto, yeah.
Arugula pesto, greens. I mean, I actually do a little broccoli.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you take some young tender broccoli.
And spinach.
Spinach, too.
Spinach, pea shoots, almost anything. Mm-hmm. So it's a great, easy meal. You can do a big batch, freeze it. Great to have around.
Good tip. Mm-hmm. Where to?
Let's see. Beautiful little Brussels sprouts today. As I said, broccoli and all the greens that we've already mentioned. Young fennel. The green garlic is out right now. That's another one that you can make pesto out of.
Garlic pesto, yeah.
And then there's tons of greens. There's little lettuces. There's little gems and reds and all kinds of stuff. The carrots are still beautiful. I've probably eaten more carrots this year than any time because they're super sweet right now, especially if you cook them up a little bit. Mm. They're great. Wonderful.
And what else?
Let's see. I'm at Sam's Mushrooms right now. I had some of those in a stew the other night, really earthy. Wonderful mushrooms. The avocado folks are here, so you can come make some guacamole or a nice stuffed avocado with some tuna salad or something. You get tuna salad from Anna's Seafood. So it's a good group today.
That's great. I love thinking about stuffed salads in avocado, egg salad, and tuna salad, chicken salad, all kinds of choices. Wonderful idea. What else in the produce world?
That's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, it's the usual winter stuff. There's beets and all the green salad mixes, carrots. Tom Noble at Armstrong's got potatoes. So, the other thing, it's not produce, but as not having many eggs, the chickens are starting to lay. So there's eggs all over the market. And I know we've talked about in the past the difference between store-bought eggs and farm eggs, and now's the time. I mean, they're great.
How are your girls performing, Gwen?
They're kicking in. They're really, and you know, the yolks of our chickens' eggs are so deep colored orange, yeah, because they have access to the whole property, yeah, and they eat all the bugs and greens and whatnot, and that really gives the flavor and the color to those eggs.
Those farmers' markets eggs, delicious. Where to from produce? And I'm assuming there's still a good supply of citrus.
Yep. I'm happy to be standing in front of Ponce right now, and there's, again, tangelos and grapefruits and oranges and pomelos, and Schlettowitz has basically the same. Like I said last week, I've eaten probably more citrus and carrots this year than ever before.
Marvelous. Where to next?
Protein Row. Jessica from A4 Farms is here. She's got today is whole chickens. I've had one of her chickens 2 weeks in a row. They're tender, they're delicious, and as I said, it's a great price for the farmer's market. Heather's Meats is here, and she's got corned beef already brined for you, brisket already brined for your corned beef. Mm. We mentioned Anna's is here. Salmon Creek Ranch is here, and while we're at it, we picked up about 60 pounds of beef from Salmon Creek, and we made Texas-style hot links.
Man.
With Salmon Creek beef.
Oh, wow. That sounds sensational. And you said seafood is there, correct?
Yeah. Anna's Seafood is here with a great selection of seafood. And that's not protein. We'll get to that. That's the other stuff.
Oh.
So that's pretty much it. Oh, and Strauss is here. And keep an eye out because Strauss kind of got here late, so they're not in their usual spot, but they are here. So go find him when he's back there, probably with chocolate milk and ice cream and all the good stuff that we don't like to talk about.
And do we have cheese today at all?
No cheese. We will have a new cheese vendor starting the first week in May. I'm very excited. Oh. I don't remember their names, but they're coming from Bodega.
Exciting.
And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
Great. Dennis is probably making a beeline to Carb Court right now.
Well, I'm actually going to first stop before I actually get over there because Libby at Beet Generation has a St. Patrick's Day pasta. She's got actually two St. Patrick's Day pasta. She's got a mustard pasta and a pumpernickel pasta.
Pumpernickel pasta?
What?
Okay. Yep. I haven't tried it yet, but I think I'm going to.
I think it sounds great. Pumpernickel pasta.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's wild.
Yep. So now I'm over to Carb Court, and yes, I've already had to sample these. Dominique is back with a flourish. She made corned beef and cabbage pasties.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, I love that idea.
And I had a little bit of my homemade mustard, and we put them together, and they're pretty special.
That's a beautiful marriage you're talking about.
Absolutely.
I'm tempted to have you save me some. But
do you want her? You want her?
Does she have two? Could you ask her to save two for me? I'm thinking there's dinner.
I sure can.
There's dinner. Right.
She's talking right now.
Okay.
Okay. So write that down.
She just gave me the thumbs up.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
No problem. Raymond's is here with their selections of breads and their mini pizzas and their cowboy cookies and brownies and the like. Cousteau's is here, and you know they've got just about everything. Ooh, looks like they've got their wheat hamburger buns today. They're great, really good hamburger buns. And I'm supposed to tell Gwen that next Shannon is here from Crumb Hither. She'll be here this week and next week, but then she's going to be out for a while. So you need to come down and, you know, maybe get a year's supply of brownies. But she also has Irish soda bread today.
Oh, wonderful.
Cool. Well, how long is she going to be away for?
She's having some surgery on her shoulder, so depends on how that goes.
Does she have brownies there now?
Yes, she does.
I'm going to be good. I'm sorry. Could you say me?
You're going to be good. You're only going to take four?
Two.
I'll get four.
I can't. I don't think I have enough money on me to go
there. Oh, you know what it is. You don't have enough willpower.
Four.
Okay, I'll let it up.
I can always send her money.
I got the thumbs up from her, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis. It's embarrassing doing this on the
It's not. It's good to confess on the air.
Oh, yeah.
prepared foods. Minhee's Slow Kitchen is here. We've already extolled the virtues of all of her wonderful Korean food. It looks like, though, she's got, oh, my God, she's got chicken butternut squash with coconut milk curry. She can't do this to me every week, something new. She really has to stop.
Sounds good.
Ellie's Kitchen is here with their great Mexican foods, tacos, burritos, quesadillas, and the like. And after a short hiatus, the falafel fix is back. So come and grab one of the big falafels, or like I said, I'm probably going to take home a falafel salad today. And I shouldn't say this because the two hummus people are kind of next to each other. His hummus is great. I mean, the hummus guy's stuff is more of a variety. Mm-hmm. But his straight Israeli hummus is delicious.
Fantastic. Got your choice. You buy two and compare the two, see which ones you like the best. Mm-hmm. And do we have any barbecue today?
No barbecue today. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure where they are, but we do have music today. Looks like we have a gentleman setting up with an electric keyboard, and I don't know what kind of music he plays, but he's warming up as we speak.
And what about Dennis and Franco Dunn's World Sausage Emporium?
Well, like I said, we have the Salmon Creek Beef Hot Links. And actually, I'm going to grill some up today, too, so if people want to come by and get a taste. And we have some breakfast sausage. We have some Toscana. We have a lot, a big variety.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
The last favor of the morning. Can you save me one of your Toscana?
I sure can.
Because I keep missing out on them. You keep selling out on me, so.
I will save you one.
Thank you.
And Gwen, I brought extra cash today if you need to borrow some money.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It's the original Certified Farmers Market today at the, where else? The Luther Burbank Center, our spiritual gardening guru, right there at the River Road exit. You can't miss it. Look for the white billowing tents. It's really 60 seconds off of Highway 101. And it goes from 8:30 to 1 o'clock every single Saturday. It's our longest running year-round farmers market here in Sonoma County, celebrating 50-plus years. If you missed today's market, there's always the midweek market, Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Support local farmers, local produce, local food, as only we can here in Sonoma County. Thank you, Dennis Dunn. We'll talk again next Saturday, and we'll toast you with a Guinness next Saturday.
That sounds good. Take care, Stephen. Okay.
Thanks, you. See you later.
Dennis Dunn, the original Certified Farmers Market. We will take a break. We will come back. We will go directly to your phone calls for Gwen Kilcher. Gwen co-writes the popular Plant Doctor column in our local Press Democrat newspaper, first and third Saturdays of the month. The column is in the newspaper today. They've co-written that column close to 30 years. It's quite remarkable what they do year in and year out, answering newspaper calls. But here you get Gwen all to yourself, one-on-one. As soon as you call, you get a one-on-one private consult with Gwen Kilcher, master gardener, teacher extraordinary for the public library series for many years. Her gardens have been on the Master Gardener's spring flower Bonanza, remember the Bloomin' Backyards? Well, that's what it was called several years ago. Farms her own couple acres north of Santa Rosa, has been a CSN farmer also, and can help you with any and all gardening inquiries. All you need to do is call us, 636-1350. No one on hold at this moment. Great time to get in for our number one. Or if you're so inclined, you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. We'll go right to your calls and emails right after this message. This is KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Fun and cheese just go together. It's 3 days of cheese bliss at the 12th Annual California Artisan Cheese Festival at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa, March 23rd through the 25th. On Friday, join 20 chefs and 20 rock star cheesemongers as they duel to see who will make the best bite. Learn from the experts at the Saturday seminars and pairing demos. Backed by popular demand on Saturday night, it's cheese and cocktails. The perfect opportunity for you to choose your favorite cheese and spirit pairing. Start your Sunday with a multi-course bubbles brunch, then stroll through the artisan cheese tasting and marketplace where you can meet more than 25 cheese makers. Buy and taste all things that go great with cheese like wine, beer, ciders, jams, jellies, crackers, chocolate, and so much more from over 100 artisan producers. It's cheese, cheese, and more cheese March 23rd through 25th at our new location, the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Tickets will sell out, so get yours now at artisancheesefestival.com. That's artisancheesefestival.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm attorney Noreen Evans. As we rebuild from the destructive October wildfires, nothing is more imperative than holding PG&E accountable. PG&E has suggested that hurricane-strength winds brought down their power lines. However, weather station records show wind speeds were only about half that strength when the lines fell to the ground just before the devastating wildfires. Morrow Archer & Associates and our team of respected local attorneys is now accepting cases from survivors of the Tubbs and Nuns fires. Each week, we hold town hall meetings so you can meet our team, hear the results of our investigation, and understand your rights for compensation. Our next meetings are Thursday, March 15th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and Saturday the 17th from 9 to 11 a.m. at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Visit pgelawsuit.com or call us at 707-237-2445.
John Cox of the Law Offices of John Cox is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome Steve to the show. Not this Steve, Steve on the phone, who has a question for Gwen Kilcher. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Steve.
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about an oak tree that was in my yard. We've been here 20 years. It's a beautiful valley oak between 100 and 160 years old. But last winter, I went out one day and I noticed that it looked like it was leaning a little bit. And the next day it was leaning a little more and a branch broke part of my arbor, so I knew it was a danger. I got two arborists out, and they both said it's an immediate danger, and they removed the tree. Now, just before that, we've been here 20 years, like I said, that year it had absolutely no acorns, which it has always had acorns. And then when it was supposed to have acorns, it was covered with bees. I mean covered. So I'm just wondering if Gwen or you have any idea of what caused that.
No, weather has a lot to do with everything. You know, soil drought, trees going through drought have problems. But oak trees are pretty drought tolerant. They're used to, you know, not having any water. But for 4 or 5 years that we've had less than normal rainfall, okay, trees were not happy, as well as all of our landscape plants and whatnot. So, you know, the trees will produce acorns in response to weather and, you know, growing conditions and whatnot. So, but what were the bees after?
I guess whatever it was, there were some sticky, it was like... It was like acorns that didn't develop. It was kind of a sticky substance, but it was all over the tree, and that tree was covered with thousands of bees.
Because when oak trees bloom, you know, you have bees that go after the little pollen in the flowers.
Well, but it was January, so it hadn't bloomed yet.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, it was. But during that, I guess it was about October or November when the acorns come. They didn't come, but the bees did.
Was anything done around the tree? Anybody do any construction? Bring in soil? Take out soil?
No, it was there the whole time. Like I said, we've been here 20 years, and it didn't. It always produced acorns, and then all of a sudden it didn't, and then all of a sudden it started leaning.
The whole tree was leaning, or just because you said a branch broke off of it?
Well, it didn't break off. It was tilting.
And the whole tree?
The whole tree. So if we hadn't got that out of there, the arborist said it probably would have gone down in the next storm, which would have done tremendous damage.
What's the diameter of that? What was the diameter of that tree?
I would say at least 4 feet.
4 foot diameter tree, and the whole thing is starting to lean. I wonder, though, if before you even moved there, maybe when they built the house, soil was moved and brought up around the trunk of the tree, and then it was all spread out, so part of the trunk of the tree was underground, right?
Uh-huh.
And so over time, over many, many, many years, that part of the trunk that's underground, the bark and whatnot, starts to rot away. And now you have, you know, where the canopy up in the tree is most heaviest, that's the direction where the tree is going to fall.
Oh, I see.
This sounds similar to what happened to one of our trees when we first moved into this house about 18 years ago. This diameter of our tree was at 5 feet plus. And it was along the driveway, and I'm looking at the driveway, and you can tell somebody, you know, brought in all that road base and stuff, and they moved soil around, and you could look at the trunk of the tree, and there was no natural flare to the trunk. When you look, say, eye level, and you work your way down to the soil, there was no natural flare, okay? You follow me?
Yes.
So it looked like this 5 foot diameter trunk was just stuck in the ground, so it looked like a post. And so I'm looking at this tree, and it was in perfect condition. There was nothing wrong with it. But I'm thinking back, you know, with the acorn situation like yours. So I took a shovel, and I started to dig around the trunk of the tree, and then my shovel went all the way under the tree, under the trunk. And so 3/4 of that trunk was rotting away. And so I had to have somebody come take down the tree, and 2 to 3 feet above the ground, you could see, you know, where the tree worker came out and used his 5 foot long chainsaw and just cut, you know, slices of this trunk away. You can see 2 feet from the ground, it was all a sponge. The inside of the tree was a sponge.
Yeah, when they cut ours down, it was not a sponge. It wasn't spongy. Yeah, it was hard. But it sounds like it might be some rot underneath there, I guess.
Some what?
Like there must have been some rot underneath there. I was just curious of why it did that.
But the arborists that came out should have been able to help you out with that.
Yeah, there were two of them that just said it needs to come out right now.
But they didn't say this is the reason why it needs to come out,
no.
Other than it leaning?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
I wonder if the root system must, if you didn't see any rot in the trunk, then the root system must be compromised in some way. So then again, there's the soil. So
yeah,
it could...
It was near a swimming pool, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Well, if it's near a swimming pool, what did they do to dig out the soil? Is it an in-ground pool?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if they did some excavating of the soil that was a little too close to too many major roots of the tree, and so therefore there weren't a lot of trees, roots on one side of the tree, but more on the other side, and then therefore causing it to lean. So,
yeah, it leaned away from the pool.
Okay, so to make a long story short, yours is not the same situation as my tree. It sounds like the root system was compromised many, many years ago when they put that pool in, and it just takes time for that tree to show a problem. So,
okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Well, that's a shame. That's really too bad.
Yeah, it's gone.
So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay, thanks again.
You're welcome.
We will take a break. We will be right back. We'll go back to more calls, and we'll go to some emails at steve@ksro. You can shoot me an email if you're shy about talking on the radio. It's pretty tough, you know. You see how difficult it is. 636-1350 to chat with Gwen, and our mystery guest is signing in right now.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, chicken, seafood, and freshly made sausage. A variety of cheeses, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Parsons Homegrown is back with delicious organic heirloom tomatoes. Enjoy the Beet Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta. Shop our creative local artisans and sample warm, fresh pastries and bread. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Sun damage? Facial veins? Fine lines and wrinkles? Dr. Walter Tom and his highly trained cosmetic laser nurse specialist can help.
The key to helping a patient is listening. What's really motivating them to come into our office?
Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center of Santa Rosa has offered laser skin care for over 15 years. With many different lasers to choose from, he'll develop a customized program just for you, minimizing downtime and producing real results. And with Dr. Tom, your skin consultation is free. Yes, you can look younger by Monday.
We now have lasers that create amazing improvements in the skin.
Dr. Walter Tom is a proud diplomat of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and a leader in introducing new technology to the North Bay. For your free consultation, call 542-8346 or visit the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa and online at laserandvein.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Shot, one of them killed as a standoff continues at this hour with an armed suspect holed up in an apartment in Pomona. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Christopher Bergner.
The other officer is in serious condition, undergoing surgery at this time. We expect him to be fine.
The suspect, unknown at this time, led police on a chase before he fled into the building and barricaded himself inside. And another California standoff, this one at the nation's largest veterans home in Napa, ending with four dead yesterday evening, including the gunman. He was a former resident and veteran of Afghanistan and former client of the facility. President Trump tweeting he's deeply saddened by the shooting. The Justice Department taking the first steps to ban bump stocks by proposing to include them in the definition of machine guns, which are already banned. The Trump Organization revealing Friday that it donated more than $150,000 in hotel profits from foreign government patrons to the United States Treasury. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
May see showers today. Today, cloudy at 64 degrees, 56 on the coast. Few clouds tonight, low 44, 47 on the shores. Mostly cloudy, but dry for tomorrow at 70 degrees, 64 in Bodega Bay. Monday, some showers at 65, 60 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Now booking sleepovers at Graton Resort and Casino. Go all in when you spend the night with us. Book your destinations all in today at GraytonResortCasino.com.
It's Garden Talk with Steve Garner. That would be me and Gwen Kilcher. And special guest today, returning after way too long a hiatus, is Kate Fry. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. You probably read Kate's columns in the Press Democrat. She's been writing for the PD for almost 2 years. I guess it was 2016, summer when you started.
Probably close to that.
Really enjoy your writing. She's a landscape consultant, also a well-known teacher and landscape designer. She also won the prestigious Chelsea Flower Show twice. So you got gold medals twice, didn't you?
That's right.
And that means you met Queen Elizabeth twice.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And other members of the family.
Yes, lots of interesting people.
That was a miraculous accomplishment in 2005 and 2007. Was that part of Fetzer when you were working with Fetzer?
Yeah, they actually sponsored three gardens, 2003, 5, and 7. And the first year we won a silver gilt medal that was just below a gold. And then the other two were gold medals.
And a while back, you also founded the American Garden School.
Yeah, that's going really well. That's about a year and a half now, also with my partner, Krista Monet. And we have classes coming up soon, and we're really excited about it.
And you'll be telling us about those classes as the morning progresses. So the callers out there and emailers are very lucky to have not one, but two gigantic minds in the greenhouse, Gwen and Kate, both with us this morning. Edie, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi, Edie.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I have a bare arbor that I would like to put in maybe some clematis or something to grow up and cover it. So I was looking at something called clematis avalanche. Are you familiar with this, and do you think that would work out okay in Santa Rosa?
That's so funny. Of all the clematis, I have that one.
Do you?
That came out a few years ago, way back when I was working at Cottage Gardens. Mm-hmm. And that's a white flowering clematis that has like really interesting fringy leaves to it.
Yes.
And real pretty. It's not fragrant, though. It's an early bloomer like the evergreen clematis.
Uh-huh.
But that one has big, broad leaves to it. It's a really rambunctious grower, and it does have, you know, deliciously fragrant flowers. But avalanche is another early bloomer, and it's a lot less vigorous of a grower. It grows well, but it's not. It doesn't take over like the evergreen clematis does. So
isn't avalanche an evergreen as well?
Yes, but it doesn't grow like 40 feet like the evergreen, the other original evergreen clematis, Armandii, I think it is. Clematis Armandii.
I've had that in the past at another house, and the bloom was so short. I thought, I was hoping I'd find something with a longer bloom.
Yeah, avalanche doesn't bloom that much longer, but it is worth growing. It is. But is your arbor in an area where it's going to get some filtered sunlight or sun in the morning until 1
direct,
or 2 o'clock?
Direct sun. It faces east.
Okay. Okay. I would put a combination of clematis in there. I just wouldn't put one. I would put two plants next to each other. What is the arbor made of?
It's a wooden arbor.
So it has some good support, like what?
Yes.
Round posts, pressure-treated posts? What is it going to grow up on?
They might possibly be pressure-treated. It was here when we moved in, so I can't tell. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would put two. I mean, you could even put four different clematis on two clematis on each post, on either side. So then you have your spring blooming, and then you have your summer blooming, and then you can cut some back, and they'll bloom again. You can even plant something else, another shade loving, like, I like Akebia, but that grows. I'm thinking if the two would work, the clematis and the Akebia. The Akebia might take over a bit, but you'd have to do some trimming to keep that back. But
are you saying Akebia?
A-K is in Kevin.
Akebia. Okay.
E-B is in boy. I-A.
Okay. Oh.
Akebia. Okay. There's little white flowering ones, and there's a little rosy-colored flowered one. That's a real nice vine that I have in my garden.
Okay.
Kate, can you think of anything? What would you suggest? Do you have any ideas?
Well, I too have the Akebia, and I love them. Mm-hmm. They are super duper vigorous for me, at least. So I think your original idea of planting four different clematis is really a good one, and have some spring bloomers and some summer bloomers and different colors. And there's just so much variety there. I think that would be just really the way to go, and that east-facing is really just the perfect situation for them.
And you can have the avalanche one on each post. So you have your evergreen plants, okay, uh-huh. that'll look uniform. And then a deciduous clematis on right next to each one of those.
I see.
So, and then keep it simple. Yeah, because I think the Akebia is probably going to overpower the clematises. So forget that one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So just a combination of different clematis that would bloom at different times of the year.
Yeah, well, depending on how big your arbor is. I mean, did you say you had two posts on there, or is it four posts?
It's three.
Three posts. Okay, yeah. So you can go with three avalanche. Okay, put one on each post, and then three different clematis. And you can have different shades of the same color, or three totally different colors that bloom at different times. And there you go. Have fun with it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good talking with you. We'll be right back, and we'll take a call from Pat. We have Kate Fry joining us from the American Garden School, and also a writer for the PD and landscape designer, who's also going to be telling us about some of the upcoming classes you can take at the American Garden School. John Ash in on the Good Food Hour at 11:05. We'll welcome Jonathan Kaufman to the show. Jonathan, a wonderful food writer, columnist, and restaurant reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle. His new book, which has been favorably reviewed by New York Times, Wall Street Journal, is called Hippie Food. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm digital pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3 on KSRO.
Smiling was always tough for me, even at my happiest moments, because of my smile. I never knew about cosmetic dentistry, but now my smile is perfect. Thank you, Dr. Sean Wilson.
I know having a beautiful smile makes everyone feel great. Unfortunately, even if you were born with perfect teeth, they may not be so perfect now. Gaps, fillings, stains, chipped, and discolored teeth can all affect appearance, self-confidence, and quality of life. From tooth whitening to implants, my passion is creating your unique and amazing smile that can even make you look younger.
There's only one dentist that's been voted Sonoma County's best dentist 6 years in a row. There's a reason why. Get the smile you've always wanted. Tell your smartphone to call Dr. Sean Wilson, DDS, and schedule your appointment today.
Calling Dr. Sean Wilson, DDS.
It's here. It's here.
What are you talking about?
Restaurant Week. La Vera Pizza is participating in Restaurant Week. Rick has come up with another winning menu, and I can't wait to taste it. Can you believe three-course dinners for only
$29? $29? I can afford that. What is La Vera's Pizza serving?
First course, you can choose from La Vera 4C Soup or La Vera Garden Salad. My favorite is 4C Soup with cauliflower, coconut, curry, and cilantro. Second course, zesty slow-roasted chicken cacciatore or maybe sweet potato gnocchi with maple brown butter and a dusting of candied pecans and gorgonzola crumbles. Your favorite, pesto pizza. Desserts are always difficult for me, but I am leaning towards raspberry tiramisu. But I do love a good vintage port. Either way, I'll be happy.
La Vera Pizza at 629 4th Street, downtown Santa Rosa. Reservation suggested 575-1113. Or go to laverapizza.com.
It's the perfect girls' night out back at Grayton Resort and Casino. For two nights only, Australia's Thunder from Down Under turns your wildest dreams into reality. Australia's hottest export brings their fully interactive fantasy experience to their Desert Dreams World Tour. Friday, April 13th and Saturday, April 14th. Tickets on sale now at GraytonResortCasino.com. Starting at just $25. Australia's Thunder from Down Under. Live at Grayton Resort and Casino.
Thousands of years ago, human civilization depended on the quest for fire. Since 1960, that quest leads to just one place, Malm Fireplace Center. For indoor or outdoor fireplaces, Malm Fireplace Center has tamed the flame, offering high-quality, beautiful, efficient fires that won't burn your bank account. Satisfy your burning desires at Malm Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at malmfireplacecenter.com.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for holding, and welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi.
Hi. I have a Carex sedge, the New Zealand kind that's a beautiful bronze. Do I trim those back with my other grasses?
No, because that's an evergreen.
Okay.
So later in the spring, when, you know, it starts warming up and summer's approaching, what I do is I take a leaf rake, a metal leaf rake, right, and I just rake the plant like I'm, you know, you're combing it.
Right.
And it'll take out anything that's dead that's going to pull off easily. It comes out. Whatever doesn't come out easy enough, you know, usually you'll see a lot of the dead blades towards the bottom part of the plant.
Right.
And up on top is the new growth that keeps coming out. So if you don't like the looks of the what doesn't get pulled out by that leaf rake, and it's just like still has some time to go before it's easily, you can easily pull it out. You could just go ahead and do some snipping and cut it all the way back to the main part of the plant. Right. But, you know, that's if you have nothing else to do, because eventually the new growth will come out. That older growth gets, you know, dead growth gets covered up and you really don't see it. So just look at it and play it by ear. If you don't mind how it looks after you've raked it out, then just move on to another job.
Yeah. I also have a plant called broom, like sweep the house with a broom, and like, it's green, and it looks just like the sedge, except it's green.
So I wonder if that's the Scotch broom variety. That what does it have any like pink flowers or yellow flowers? Or
no.
It may be the Janista Lydia.
Yeah, it looks just like the Carex, except it's green, and I forgot to keep, I always keep my labels, and I somehow forgot to keep that label. But it runs in my mind that it was called broom. It's very nice. It's very similar to a Carex, same leaf structure, size, and everything. But it would seem to, I've been looking at it, and it just doesn't look like one that I would cut back either.
Now, if your grasses are staying green, especially they stay green through this winter, because now we're heading into spring, then right, they're obviously evergreen grass, and don't right, cut them back.
Right.
So if it's looking good, don't mess with it. But I think, I think Kate's right. I know she's right. It's the Janista Lydia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a type of grass. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, that's it. My man is standing here with his shears ready to cut them.
Well, you called in the nick of time.
Yeah, caught him.
Take them away from him.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome, Pat.
Thanks for your call. 636-1350 just cleared the lines. You can reach us right now. You have two experts in the greenhouse today. You have Kate Fry and Gwen Kilcher on this special edition of Garden Talk. 636-1350. You can reach us that way, or Steve at ksro.com.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, chicken, seafood, and freshly made sausage, a variety of cheeses, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Parsons Homegrown is back with delicious organic heirloom tomatoes. Enjoy the Beet Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta. Shop our creative local artisans and sample warm, fresh pastries and bread. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Pat Kerrigan here, inviting you to join me and other KSRO listeners on a fantastic journey to Ireland with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. We'll be leaving in March of next year for an amazing 10-day adventure. We'll see the Emerald Isle and its many wonders. Rich history, rolling hills, warm smiles lie ahead in Dublin, Waterford, Killarney, and Limerick. Highlights include traditional Irish entertainment in the vibrant capital of Dublin, kiss the famed Blarney Stone at Blarney Castle, experience the Ring of Kerry, one of the world's great coastal roads, step back in time as we have a special medieval banquet, and stand in awe of the stunning 700-foot-high cliffs of Moher. We'll even overnight at a 16th-century castle. Of course, it wouldn't be complete without a taste of the water of life during an Irish whiskey tasting. Learn more on Tuesday, March 13th from 5:30 to 7 at Stout Brothers Irish Pub on 4th Street in Santa Rosa. Call our friends at TravelWise to RSVP at 935-9493 or go to KSRO.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Gwen Kilcher and Kate Fry in the KSRO Greenhouse today. You can reach them. They'll be here for the next hour from 10 until 11, 636-1350. For any and all gardening questions or comments, you can also reach us by email, steve@ksro.com. Kate's first book was, that was your first book, Be Friendly Gardening, correct?
Yeah, The Be Friendly Garden with my co-author, Gretchen Lebon.
And you have, we just learned, you are having a new book coming out maybe end of 2018.
Yeah, well, we're in the final editing phases, and this is a book that'll be published by Timber Presser, a subsidiary of it, and it's called Ground Rules, 100 Things You Need to Know to Grow a Glorious Garden. So this is just a little book, and so there's basically 100 things, little snippets of information that I felt was vital to growing a successful, glorious garden. And it's very succinct, and so hopefully there'll be a lot to gain in a short period of time reading it.
Marvelous. So what have you planted in anticipation of your spring garden coming up? You're probably back in November, December. What did you put in, a lot of bulbs, or what did you do?
Oh, well, that's always a hot topic. Well, I'm doing we're having a bee biology workshop at my house this spring. And so I planted by seed a lot of our native wildflowers for that purpose. So meadow foam and clarkias, some native clovers, a number of phacelias, that's with phacelia, mm-hmm. And that's one of the most beautiful and best wildflowers for bees. And also, if you love blue flowers, they're really a hot ticket. And there's, of course, California poppies and I'm just forgetting oak Collinsia or Chinese houses. Mm-hmm. And so those are blooming now. Mm-hmm. So the bee workshop isn't until May, so I'm kind of panicking. Mm-hmm. They're just starting to bloom. Oh. So I just reseeded. and then I also plan on getting some. I've just loved the perennial evening primroses, some of the white ones, like the tufted evening primrose and the pallid evening primrose for their scent, and then their nighttime bloom, and going out in the garden with a flashlight and watching the Sphinx moths visit the flowers is a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. And do you plant up many bulbs?
I don't plant that many bulbs. Where we are in Hopland and Mendocino County, it's really a cold sink, and so gladiolas come up and then beautifully, and then they get frozen. And so the bulbs you plant in the fall, like narcissus and daffodils and snowdrops and lilies, do beautifully, but a lot of the summer blooming bulbs get frozen.
What about freesias? Will you get freesias?
Freesias freeze also. Oh. I could plant them, all of those things now, which also works. Mm-hmm. But I like bulbs that come back.
I don't blame you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with hour number two of Garden Talk live at KSRO.
FM News Talk, KSRO, K278CD, Santa Rosa, K233CM, Petaluma.
Christopher Bergner.
As he barricaded himself in a bedroom, officers attempted to contact him, and he began firing through the door, striking two officers.
Police do not yet have a positive ID on the suspect. And to the other California standoff, four people are dead, including the alleged gunman, at a veteran's home in Yountville. Army veteran Albert Wong, armed with a rifle yesterday, say officials, when he entered the therapy center where he had been treated. California Congressman Mike Thompson was on the scene.
You can't put it into words. It hurts our community. The families have been just shaken to the core.
The bodies of the victims and Wong were found Friday evening after negotiators were unable to make contact with Wong. Attorney General Jeff Sessions defending himself for accusing himself in the Russian election meddling investigation. At the Georgetown University Law Center in Washington today, saying he followed the advice of DOJ officials due to his Trump campaign role.
And that was what I was advised by the professionals, career people in the department, and I felt like I had to recuse myself.
The president himself on numerous occasions critical of Sessions for the recusal. And today, Sessions' Justice Department taking a step toward banning bump stocks used by the gunman in the Las Vegas mass shooting by classifying the devices as a machine gun banned under federal law. Gun policy analyst Robert Spitzer.
The actual impact will be very little, although there will always be some gun rights supporters who oppose any effort by the government to limit any kind of weaponry or accessory, because this, after all, is a gun accessory. It's not an actual gun.
The NRA supports the decision, which modifies but does not write new legislation. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the